Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This Saturday, the Tribute Quartet will be with us live in concert at 6 p.m. February 4th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Now, we're beginning our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We've already seen in Hebrews 1, 1 through 3, turn back there, that he's better than the prophets. He's better than the prophets. Remember, he's talking to these Jewish believers. Boy, and they held the prophets, and rightly so, you know, up on that ladder, and rightly so. He's better than the prophets. He's better than the angels. We see that in verses number 4 all the way to chapter 2, verse 18. He talks about that. Jesus is not only better than the prophets, he's better than the angels. He's also better than Moses. In chapter 3, he talked about Jesus is better than Moses. And in the Jewish mind, there was nobody greater than the lawgiver, Moses. And boy, what a bombshell when they were reading this. Jesus is greater than Moses. He's also is greater than Joshua. We see that in chapter number 4. He's better than Joshua. Remember, this is the kind of, Paul is leading these Jewish believers through this. He's better than the old way. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than the angels. He's better than Joshua. Joshua was the one who led them through Canaan. And, you know, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. He was that great leader. And the walls, I had to finish the song, and the walls came tumbling down. He was that great leader. They held Joshua in a mighty, he's better than Joshua. He was better than Aaron, chapter number 5. He talks about Aaron. He was better than Aaron. Who was Aaron? Aaron, that great priest, that great high priest, Moses' right-hand man. He was greater than Melchizedek and the priesthood. Put all that together. We'll get there who Melchizedek may be or may not be. But that, anyway, he pointed that out, that Jesus Christ is better than all these things. And then we get to Hebrews chapter number 8, verse number 1. After he pointed out, he's better than the prophets, better than the angels, better than Moses, better than Joshua, better than Aaron, better than Melchizedek, and better than the priesthood. Then we get to chapter number 8, verse number 1. And I underlined this years ago in my Bible, and it just stood out to me again this week. After he illustrated all those great people that Jesus is better. Now, verse number 1. Now, of the things which we have spoken, all these things, that he's better than, I listed them. This is the sum. And I underlined that phrase, this is the sum. After everything you just read in the previous 7 chapters, here's what I want you to understand. Here's what I want you to learn. Here's the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Wow, how powerful, how rich that is. And get it from the mind of a Jewish believer who is reading this, and they're caught in all this. They're pulled back and forth, and they're reading this perhaps for the first time. Jesus is so much better, and here's the sum of it, my brothers. We have such a high priest. There's nobody like Jesus. That's why I'm so excited about the book of Hebrews. That's just touching it. And that's why Oliver Green said we ought to take off our shoes because we're on holy ground here. What there, Jesus, the great high priest. Quickly, let me, and I have a note. It's actually written in my Bible, wrote it a long time ago. Hebrews is the better book. I have better in quotes because not that, you know what, you understand where I'm coming from. All scripture is given by inspiration from Genesis to Revelation. But Hebrews is that better book. Jesus is much better than anything that religion can offer. Amen. He's better than anything this world can offer. He is so much better. Aren't you glad you know him? He's not here yet. I shared with Raymond, literally had tears in my eyes. And he had tears when I first started talking to him. He said, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I can't believe. And I said, either you can't or you won't believe. And I used that because I'd been studying Hebrew. I said, he's so much better. He said, his wit's in. He'll be here in just a little. He said, his wit's in. What's the point of life? With tears, I said, he's so much better. If you just simply believe. I shared with him the gospel that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. He even shared with him a sinner's prayer. And he knew a little because he'd been around. I said, you know what the thief on the cross said? What did he say, preacher? He said, remember me, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. He just knew who Jesus was, that thief. He knew who he was. And I was trying to tell Raymond, you need to know who Jesus is. He's that one who died for you. And all you have to do is believe that he died for you. Shed his blood on Calvary. He was buried, and he rose again. I don't know, preacher, I don't. And I prayed with him. And when I left, I said, God bless you. Well, Hebrews is such a better book to us as believers because we know there's something much better than what's out there. And that's what the Apostle Paul was trying to get over to these Jewish believers. He's so much better than anything that Judaism, and you know, I ain't crucifying anybody or their religion. I don't care if it's Jews, if it's Catholicism, if it's Pentecostalism, if it's Baptist. There's nothing better than him. Nothing better. I have 5 exhortations of warnings, and let me finish, and that way I can get Hebrews chapter. This is not mine. All that other stuff was mine, but this I took, that I'm giving you 5 exhortations. It's a composite of everyone had different thoughts. I put it all together. And let me give you, first time I heard this, I thought my dad was a genius. I heard this years ago. I wrote it down in my Bible. It's here. Dad, where did you get that? I thought he just made it up. Then I started reading comments. I said, he got that from there. But there's nothing new under the sun. I ain't being critical. There's nothing new under the sun. But I really thought, man, where did Daddy? He's just an amazing man. And I can find out he got it from these other men who got it from someone else who got it from the man. Anyway, here's the 5 exhortations, and I'll close. Number 1, there's a danger from drifting from the word. He's talking to believers. There's a danger. There's a warning. Number 1, danger from drifting from the word. If you want to write this down, Hebrews 2:1-4. Hebrews 2:1-4. Greg, I'll have this down next week so we'll have it up on the screen so you can write it down. Okay, I got to get through this quick. There's danger from doubting his word. And matter of fact, it's a process. You don't backslide overnight. That's what he's showing these Hebrews. You begin drifting from the word. And then you begin to doubt. Hath God really said? Is it really so? We'll talk about this more. Danger from drifting, danger from doubting. That's in chapter number 3. Danger from departing. Okay, you begin to drift, you begin to doubt, and then you begin to depart. You get the picture. And then there's a danger from despising his word. You're really getting out there now. You just don't want to be around it no more. Do you know some backslidden Baptists? There's a lot of, but the worst person, I got to close, the most miserable person on the face of this earth is a backslidden Baptist. He's been in church all his life and he knows the truth. And he got away from God, and he knows he's wrong, and he's miserable. Danger from despising his word, and then the last thing, the danger from denying his word. Boy, you're really, one thing from drifting and doubting and departing, then finally to denying it, you're on dangerous ground there. And that's why Paul is warning these believers to step through the book of Hebrews. And I can't wait. Have I told you I'm so excited about the book of Hebrews? I can't hardly stand it. Read the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we'll get started on it next week. Our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Hebrews, the book here. Lord, most of all, thank you for Jesus. Lord, that's what it's all about. That's what this book is all about. Lord, we thank you that he died for us, and we thank you he's soon coming back. Lord, bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. to hear the Tribute Quartet in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.